Almost 4,000 stories came in this round of 3-Minute Fiction here on Weekends and All Things Considered. The challenge this time, there has to be a joke and someone has to cry. Here's a sample from the mailbag.
What do you call a sleeping cow? A bulldozer.
I try to think it as loudly as I can, as though the words could cut through the haze of medication and leap into Joseph's head. Joseph doesn't say anything. I know he's watching me. I can almost hear him at it, as though the steady beeps and mechanical whirs are marking his gaze and not my vitals.
Why did the snail paint an S on his car?
So that people would say, look at that S car go.
I shout in my head. My eyes seem plastered shut, but I wiggle my fingers at this one. This is a routine we used to have, still have in a way. He tells a joke, then I tell a joke. And the comfort is in the eye rolling. It's always the same set. The only difference now is that I can't answer, and he can't be certain that I'm listening.
Charity's attention focuses. She recognizes the female in the fuzzy hooded jacket, the teddy bear. Charity, we're here to get you some help.
Mustard on rye bread, no pickles, please.
Charity grins. Remembering that the teddy bear fed her in the past, she calms down, begins pulling her brown, mangy hair to the right side of her face. She twists it around, attempts to create a ponytail, as if she's fixing herself to meet someone. When was the last time you took your medicine?
1999 ago, when I cut my glass eye.
She laughs from deep within, slaps both knees, flapping the bark about her like a child playing in fall leaves. The teddy bear kneels down, speaks softly. Charity, we need to get you to a safe place. Will you come with me? It's not as easy as it used to be.
Excerpts from 3-Minute Fiction submissions by listener Cynthia Gunati out in Brookline, Massachusetts, and Susanna Hartigan of New Smyrna Beach, Florida. And thanks to our own Bob Mondello and Susan Stanberg for reading those stories. To see full versions of those stories, go to npr.org/3-Minute Fiction. That's all spelled out, no spaces. We'll have more stories next weekend, a winner, we hope, in a few more weeks.